people say I'd kill them as soon as look at them," whispered Tea Time. "And in fact, I'd much rather kill you than look at you, Mr. Lillywhite. You stand in a castle of gold and plot to steal pennies. Oh, dear. What am I to do with you?" He relaxed a little, but his hand still held the knife to Medium Dave's unblinking eye. "You're thinking that Banjo is going to help you," he said. "That's how it's always been, isn't it? But Banjo likes me. He really does. Banjo is my friend." Medium Dave managed to focus beyond Tea Time's ear. His brother was just standing there with the blank face he had while he waited for another order or a new thought to turn up. "If I thought you were feeling bad thoughts about me, I would be so downcast," said Tea Time. "I do not have many friends left, Mr. Medium Dave." He stood back and smiled happily. "All friends now," he said, as Medium Dave slumped down. "Help him, Banjo." On cue, Banjo lumbered up. "Banjo has the heart of a little child," said Tea Time, the knife disappearing somewhere about his clothing. "I believe I have too." The others were frozen in place. They hadn't moved since the attack. Medium Dave was a heavy-set man, and Tea Time was a matchstick model, but he'd lifted Medium Dave off his feet like a feather. "As far as the money goes, in fact, I really have no use for it," said Tea Time, sitting down on a sack of silver. "It is small change. You may share it out amongst yourselves, and no doubt you'll squabble and double-cross one another more tiresomely. Oh, dear, it is so awful when friends fall out." He kicked the sack. It split. Silver and copper fell in an expensive trickle. "And you'll swagger and spend it on drink and women," he said as they watched the coins roll into every corner of the room. "The thought of investment will never cross your scarred little minds." There was a rumble from Banjo. Even Tea Time waited patiently until the huge man had assembled a sentence. The result was,
"I got a piggy bank."
"And what would you do with $1 million, Banjo?" said Tea Time. Another rumble. Banjo's face twisted up.
"Buy a bigger piggy bank?"
"Well done." The assassin stood up. "Let's go and see how our wizard is getting on, shall we?" He walked out of the room without looking back. After a moment, Banjo followed. The others tried not to look at one another's faces. Then Chicken Wire said,
Was he saying we could take the money and go?"
"Don't be bloody stupid. We wouldn't get 10 yards, said Medium Dave, still clutching his face. "Oh, this hurts. I think he cut the eyelid."
"He cut the damn eyelid.
Then let's just leave the stuff and go. I never joined up to ride on tigers."
"And what'll you do when he comes after you?"
"Why'd he bother with the likes of us?"
"He's got time for his friends," said Medium Dave bitterly. "For God's sakes, someone get me a clean rag or something."
"Okay, but he can't look everywhere."
Medium Dave shook his head. He'd been through Ankh-Morpork's very own University of the Streets and had graduated with his life and an intelligence made all the keener by constant friction. You only had to look into Tea Time's mismatched eyes to know one thing, which was this, that if Tea Time wanted to find you, he would not look everywhere. He'd look in only one place, which would be the place where you were hiding.
"How come your brother likes him so much?"
Medium Dave grimaced. Banjo had always done what he was told, simply because Medium Dave had told him to. Up to now, anyway. It must have been that punch in the bar. Medium Dave didn't like to think about it. He'd always promised their mother that he'd look after Banjo, and Banjo had gone back like a falling tree. It had been Ma Lillywhite's dying wish, although she hadn't known it at the time. Her last words to her son were,
"You try and get the horses. I'll try to hold them off on the stairs. And if anything happens to me, take care of the dummy."
And when Medium Dave had risen from his seat to punch Tea Time's unbalanced lights out, he'd suddenly found the assassin already behind him, holding a knife, in front of everyone. It was humiliating, that's what it was. And then Banjo had sat up, looking puzzled, and spat out a tooth.